So it was Christmas 2015, and I woke up the same way I had been waking up the last 6 months, by the sound of roosters outside of my hut. I had been living in rural Swaziland. For those of you that don't know, Swaziland is a small country in southern Africa that is landlocked by South Africa and Mozambique. And it was the first Christmas with my family. I was living with a huge Swazi family of 17 people and was eager to spend Christmas with them. In anticipation of Christmas, I was asking my family, what traditions do you practice in Swazi culture? What can I expect? And I was told repeatedly, we sleep in, we relax, and we have a big feast. So at 5:30, or 5:30, as we say in the United States, I've been reminded, at 5:30, I wake up to the sound of roosters and think I will be the only one awake. But I exit my hut, and I see all of the women up, who have been up since 4:30, working to make this Christmas a beautiful day. Cooking in the three-legged pots outside, my sisters, who are my age, having walked the 10 kilometers round trip with water on their heads for our Christmas dinner. So I help them cook, realizing I'm very far behind, and I jump in and start cooking, eventually getting bored, and decide to start playing soccer, which I like better, with the boys, because soccer is for boys in Swaziland. It is not for girls. But I jump in and start playing soccer, and I notice my sisters, 16, between the ages of 16 and 30, watching me. And I say to them, "Buyani bosisi bami, sitalala ganya ganya, ganya, come here, sisters, we'll play together." And they just look at me, not joining. Eventually, my 19-year-old sister, Zianda, she joins in her skirt, because women, as women, we must wear skirts, and she's playing soccer. Eventually, all the sisters join in. And we've outgrown the space in our homestead, which is just a collection of houses. And Zianda, she says, "Let's go to the sports ground," which is about a mile walk away. And again, women, this is a patriarchal society. Women don't play soccer. Women are not seen outside of the homestead engaging in athletics. So we say, "Of course, let's go." And myself, embarrassingly, I have enough tights and shorts to supply the entire soccer team. So we put on our tights, we put on our shorts, and we leave the homestead, all women, walking down the dirt road to go play soccer, attracting the stares of everybody, as it's Christmas Day and we're all out enjoying the day and our family. So we engage in an 8-versus-8 soccer tournament, again, all women, just having a blast, falling, whiffing. None of us, except for me, knew how to play soccer. And it was a blast, and we were oblivious to our surroundings until we look up, and we had attracted a crowd of over 50 community members who had never seen girls play soccer in this community, had never seen girls wearing tights in this community. And the Bukopo, which is a community leader, told me later that day that it would be a Christmas that he would never forget, because on that day, there was development. And that is how myself and these beautiful 16 women, Swazi women, fought the patriarchy on Christmas Day.